Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, the number is 646-716-8447. People are reporting about this. This is pouring in. And, of course, we have reported on this. One of the first bloggers, I don't know if the only one, that covered on this story. So they definitely did it. But that prison guard, if it's proven that that prison guard sent that information, they can go down because that is illegal to do. Okay, that is illegal for that prison guard to send that information. Now, the question, if Tasha received, if she paid for that information, is that illegal on her part to receive some communications, some jail communications, prison communications? Is that illegal on her part? Y'all let me know in the comments, okay? Oh, they are all here because I seen Tashanay just ripped Wally a new a few months ago, and he done come back for some. She about to eat him up. That's why he won't call her. No, this is public. This is a public thing, and the Chicago Tribune covered this statement. Now, I don't think that Tasha K will go to jail for this. Okay, this is on the Chicago Tribune. This paper is that way. So, 4695, Carly, you're on air.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey.
Okay. Hi, it's me, your favorite piano teacher. So I was calling to just comment. I'm sorry about your loss. I wanted to say that first, and also those that are in the chat, whoever was close to the producer, B-Scales, that Wiley mentioned. I mean, I know when grief strikes, it's always unexpected sometimes, and sometimes it feels like when everybody else's world is going on, yours is just stopped. So I'm sorry for anyone who is grieving. So I just wanted to say that. And then that made me think of the song you were singing the other time on air, Wiley, when you were playing around when you sang it, but I think it applies now for comfort when you were singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. So I wanted to mention that. On to the other topics you mentioned, I don't think Nicki Minaj is bitter, and I also don't think, I don't know, I don't want to see her beef with anyone else. I think she's fine just how she's been now, just in her own world, and, you know, dealing with the problems she has. I don't want to see her beef with anyone else. I mean, just put out the music. I think everyone should focus on music and maybe take a little small jab here and there, but nothing too serious, you know? Nothing like She Third type stuff going on. I don't want that. Is that what you're trying to say?
It is what it is. With that. I don't think that she's bitter at all. I think that she keeps a lot of information hidden from, you know, the public, female MCs, right? Because whatever she say, people are going to take that and twist the words.
Yeah, that is true, and I don't like that at all. Maybe that's why I'm even more of a fan of hers. I mean, I've been a fan of Nicki, you know, since I was in college, like prior to her even going mainstream when she was just underground. So, I mean, I'm not going around terrorizing people like, I guess, the stereotypical Barb, you would say. I don't do that, but I just hate that it just seems like no matter what she says, she's critiqued for it. Like they were saying, oh, she posted this picture with Rihanna to steal clout from Cardi B's baby. It's like people have their own lives. We're like living in this like parallel universe. My world don't revolve around like you doing something or the other.
Right. And then she shouldn't stop just because Cardi had a baby. Like, come on now. She don't dominate the media like that.
Do you do that when you're about to go live? Oh, this person that I, you know, that I may have had a beef with about to go live, or they're going live it now, so I need to stop going live right now.
I'm like, listen, I'm going to go live when I feel like going live. It could be 1,000 people going live, but I have my own dedicated audience.
Right, yeah. And with the Tasha K stuff, I don't know what to think of it. It's honestly too much for me. I don't really subscribe to a lot of different gossip channels. Like, I have your channel that I listen to, and maybe there's, like, maybe one or two other in moderation. But I don't know, like, is she, like, a transgender gossip blog?
No, she's a cisgender woman. And this came up because she had been very critical about R. Kelly. So she had been reported on him and stuff and saying some stuff, reading off a phone, and now they're saying that a prison guard, a retired prison guard, has sent Tasha K that information. So I was posing the question, will Tasha K be in some type of legal trouble federal-wise getting this information, or is it just a prison guard that's going to go down for it?
I was laughing at Deborah and Tasha. Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, every time I see, like, a post come across YouTube, it's like, oh, this person slept with a transgender woman, or this person did that. So that's why I asked Wiley, is she, like, a transgender gossip blog? That's the main titles I'm seeing come across my YouTube feed.
No, she's a chocolate cisgender woman. Yes, she's biologically a woman. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, uh-huh. Not that. What I'm saying is that all she reports on.
Oh, that's just all she reports on. No.
Yeah.
She reports on so much. Anything that's dealing with celebrities, Tasha K reports on. Like, R. Kelly. You go back to Boosie. It's just whomever is in the news that she do report on. And then she also breaks stories. Like, this whole R. Kelly stuff that we're talking about, she was breaking these stories on her platform. So she also breaks stories as well.
Okay, yeah, people in the chat was confused. They thought I was talking about her being a trans. No, so get it. No, all I'm saying is what is she known for? Because Wiley has a lot of variety that come across, and then if I see something posted, it'll be 1 hour just on that one subject. So that's why I wanted to know. No, but Wiley, I hope you're doing better. With your grief, I know it comes in waves, and I just wanted to say hi to you because I actually like you.
I like you, too. So, thank you so much for calling in. I know you, thank you so very much, the piano teacher. Keep it up.
Yes, I just got my nails done, and I just got in the parking lot, and I was like, oh, I'm about to call in because I was listening to it when I was in the nail shop. So
yes.
I was like, yeah, and I was laughing at you couldn't get past Detroit. He's from Atlanta, so, and I'm straight from Atlanta, so.
Okay, so yeah,
day.
I thought he was like a real pastor, and I brought that up because these
girls
that brought that to me, I thought it was like a Kojic pastor or a bishop or a Baptist. I didn't know who it was, but we did have a conversation back when that happened on his show, so yeah, I have to bring that up.
Yeah, I played some of his stuff on the piano when I was in high school. It's funny.
Oh,
though.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, you have a great day.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now, if we have any attorneys in the live, you can call it. Do we have any lawyers in the live? Deborah, is you a lawyer? Shantae, are you a lawyer? Tasha, is you a lawyer? Do we have any lawyers? Call in. 1-588, caller, you're on air. 1-588. Hello? 267. You live on air. Okay. All right. So the number is 646-716-8447. 646-716-8447. Girl, but they're all female, being funny. If you know Wiley, you know Tasha K. The young lady, Tasha K. If money was exchanged, it looks bad. I want to know, is it illegal? Do we have any lawyers in the house? Okay, now we did have a lawyer that she called herself the trailer trash lawyer. I don't know where she's at, but I want to know, is Tasha K is any legal trouble? I want to know, we have to report, you know, okay, I'm just asking, I'm reading in the chat, is she in any legal trouble? She have not released a statement at all. I did not reach out to Tasha K because I like to, you know, don't get disturbed with my commentary because I would do commentary. And she don't mind me doing commentary on her. And if I do something that's wrong, she will let me have it, whether it's on Instagram Live or whether she, you know, or whether it's trash, you know, it's going to call or email me or text me. Okay, she would definitely do that. All right, 1588, you live on air. Hello. 15, hold on, I'm trying to bring you on. It ain't working. 1588, you live on air. Hello. Okay, I guess they're not calling in. Okay. All right, so the number is on the screen. If you're going to call in, the number is 646-716-8447. Only if they could prove that Touch K paid for the documents. Other than that, nope, she's good. But if she paid for the documents, will she go down? Paid for the documents, will she go down? That's what I want to know. All right. Okay. And the number is 646-716-8447. This is breaking news. This is like, I posted the Chicago Tribune story, so you all can go read it for yourselves. They have talked about this, and this is going down, and we definitely have reported on this on our social media. So I want to say this in my close. This is to show you that Tasha gets information. Now, will this put her in a legal bind? I'm not a lawyer. So I will have to talk to a lawyer and see will she go down. Okay? Okay? I'm just going to have to talk to a lawyer. I don't even know what kind of lawyer. Is that a criminal lawyer? Let me see if I can call a lawyer. Let me see. Okay. Hold on. Anonymous, you live on air.
Hi,
hello.
Lottie. How are you?
Oh, how you doing?
Hi. You can hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, okay. First off, I want to say I'm sorry for your loss. I have been watching your show for a while, so I've definitely, you know, seen lives with Lucille. I've seen her in the chat. And I just want to, you know, send my condolences to you, her family, anyone that's connected with her.
Thank you.
You know, so I first off want to start off by saying that. So the whole Nikki and Megan thing, I'm not sure if it's an obsession as far as, you know, Megan is obsessed with Nikki. I feel like, you know, these ladies have a sense of entitlement, like meaning Nikki expects that Megan to be loyal to her. Megan and Nikki had betrayed her and connected with Cardi. Megan expected the baby to be, connect solely with her, you know, she was so entitled, you know, the baby was entitled to her. And, you know, he went and messed with Tori and, you know, Megan in the baby situation. So I just think that it's just a whole lot of, you know, they have their own little inside issues. You know, they have a sense of, you know, feeling like, you know, the other party, you know, betrayed them. As far as like a whole diss thing, I don't think Nikki should do a diss thing with Megan, just because, you know, Nikki has already had an era of beef, right, with the whole Remy situation. You know, people talked about that for quite some time, even though Remy did not pick up like a huge career, you know, after the whole Sheetha record. The Sheetha record, you know, was definitely a record that people talked about for the longest. So imagine if Nikki, you know, gets into an actual beef with Megan, and let's say, even though, you know, people don't feel like Megan can handle Nikki, let's say Megan does something and it makes Nikki look crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a good look for her. So I definitely don't think that she should be decent with Nikki. As far as the whole Nikki posting with Rihanna on the same day that Cardi gave beef, first of all, congratulations to Cardi. I think the reason why people is making it an issue is because every time Nikki does something, and let's say, for instance, Cardi is about to come out with a song, people always say Cardi is doing it because of Nikki, or Cardi can't allow Nikki to live and stuff like that. So I think that that's why people were saying, well, Nikki took those pictures a few days ago. Why would she post it like 10, 15 minutes right after Cardi post her whole, you know, that she having a baby and stuff like that? Yeah, you can't stop nobody from going live, but it's evident that there's some type of competitiveness between both ladies, you know? Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely.
That's how I see that. So, the whole Tasha K stuff. So, I am, you know, I'm calling, you know, I usually call you about. The whole Tasha K stuff. First of all, I'm not sure if you have been following the trial, but if you haven't been following the trial, and for anyone that is curious about what's actually going on in the court outside of what is posted in the media, in the blogs, go to Infamous Sylvia's page. Her page was also shouted out in that article that you just read by the Chicago Tribune. So Infamous Sylvia has been ordering the transcript, and they do reenactments on her channel where she has somebody play the judge, somebody play the witness, somebody play the prosecutor, somebody play the defense. And so they go word for word verbatim of what's being discussed in court. You know, every day they have those segments. So you can go and catch back up for, you know, what has been going on with the trial over the last few weeks. And you will see that it is not what the media has put out. So that's something that, you know, if people are interested in that, that's definitely a channel to go to.
And
then
I think most people don't even care about the details. They just want to know, is the man going to be guilty or not guilty? That's going to be the topic of discussion. I don't think people are that interested to say, oh, this is what the defense said or this is what the prosecutor said. We all going to care about, is the man going to be guilty or innocent? That's going to be the day where everybody and their mama going to have something to say. I think you do have some channels where they're giving you the details of the trial, but a lot of folks like, okay, yeah, we got details, but they want to know, is he going to go down as a guilty or not guilty? That is how that's going to play out for a lot of more people to be interested in this whole R. Kelly trial. They're going to know, is he going to be guilty or not guilty?
Right, but see, here's the thing, right? Those same said people that proclaim they don't care are the same said people that post under blogs whenever there's a sensationalized title of, you know, R. Kelly liked the boys, R. Kelly did this, R. Kelly, and they say, yeah, he's going to jail for the rest of his life. Fire him, you know? He needs to go to hell. He did this, he did that, right? But they don't really know the real truth, because a lot of the stuff that these blogs post, like the Neighborhood Talk, they're only posting things from what the prosecutor says and what the allegations are. However, when those accusers are cross-examined by the defense is when they all have tripled up, like they have all tripled up, and they all have, you know, been proven to be liars. So they change their stories, they change their narratives, they don't remember, they forgot. This, that, I never said I was held hostage, I never said I was a victim, I never said this. Like, they all are getting tripped up on the stands, but this is what the media is not reporting. They're only reporting things from the prosecution side, but they're not reporting the things from the defense side. So if you really want to know the real truth, you have to know both sides so that you can really get an idea of whether or not you feel he's innocent or guilty.
Well, that's the true. That's a true critical thinker, is to analyze both sides of the argument. But most people don't care. They only going to go with the headlines or what the media tell them and stuff like that. You know, you don't have too many people that's going to get the information for themselves.
Right. And see, and that's the problem with our people, because we are canceling people. We are telling people they need to be in jail, they need to be killed, they need to be this, they need to be that, right? Just based off of what the media is putting out. And they're putting things out from a salacious spot.
So let's do that then. Because the article came up about Tasha K getting information. Do you think that she will go to jail for getting that? How did you like that? What was going through your mind with the Chicago Tribune hit piece on Tasha?
So here's the thing about Tasha. Tasha is a big piece of this whole R. Kelly saga, right? So I definitely think that now that a federal investigation has been launched, she could very well possibly go to jail and be in trouble, because here's why. If she's in connection with this BOP officer that was sending her information from the day R. Kelly went to jail, which was July 2019, all the way up until December, which is when this woman retired. Tasha K was then in turn taking that information, putting that information. Mind you, this, we're talking about, you know, this is highly classified information that this woman should not even have had access to, because the person that was taking this information worked for the Federal Bureau in Wisconsin. But she was accessing files in Chicago. And she accessed over, she accessed the account over 150 times. She has even leaked phone calls. I don't know if you remember the recording with Asriel talking to R. Kelly. That's illegal.
Yeah, that's illegal. Yes. But what I'm saying is, for the people that are just joining in, the Chicago Tribune, they wrote an article, and the title of the article is "Ex-Prison Officer Suspected of Leaking R. Kelly Jail Communication to Blogger Federal Records Show." So we were discussing that article, and we were bringing it up. Is this illegal for Tasha to repeat this information? Now, I know it's probably illegal for the prison guard. They definitely probably going to go down, right? But will Tasha get charged, or will she go down for this? That's the question that I'm posing to you and whomever. So if you're an attorney, or if you're not an attorney, tell them to call in and see, it will Tasha K go down for this? Go ahead, sis.
Well, this is what I'm telling you. We've already consulted with an attorney. It is illegal, and it's also bribery. Like, say, for instance, if Tasha has been getting this information from July through December, I'm certain that she's given this woman some form of compensation for this, because the woman retired the same day that Tasha K aired the leaked email, and Tasha K also posted those emails on her Patreon. That is the same day that this woman retired to prevent herself from being fired and being arrested. It's going to, the rabbit hole is going to go deep. And let's also remember that Tasha K has connections to Angelo Clary, which is Asriel Clary's father. So once they open this up with Tasha, they're going to go through her emails, her phone logs, her text messages, any type of communication that she has had with anyone that is associated to this whole R. Kelly saga. Because the feds, if they can't get R. Kelly, they're trying to get somebody. And right now, their case is not looking good against R. Kelly. So they're going to try and get somebody. They're going to try and arrest somebody, whether it be the parents, Tasha K, whoever. They're trying to get some. Because look at all of the money that they spent, all of the taxpayers' money that they spent chasing this case. And it's coming out that it's just a crack of bull. It's a whole bunch of lies. Like, every single accuser have gotten on the witness stand have lied. There is not one credible accuser or even witness that has gotten on the stand. They said R. Kelly was starving them. Well, they had somebody that testified and said R. Kelly kept the house refrigerated. He gave menus where people can order food from wherever, Panera Bread, Red Lobster. He had everything fully stocked. So, okay, so you said you was held hostage. Where were you held hostage? That, like, everything that these people were saying is coming out in court to be a lie. R. Kelly, attorney Canet is busting this case wide open. So they're going to try and find somebody.
All right. We thank you so very much for calling in.
Okay.
Wow, people are calling in. So the number is 646-716-8447. Anonymous, you live on air.
Hey, Wally, I'm so saddened to hear about B-Scales. I want to say rest in peace to B-Scales. We love her, the producers. I do remember when she had a came on. You know, people, she's a fighter, but we love her. But I just want to say to Tasha K, I know Tasha K is not that stupid to cover her tracks, okay? She's been in the game for a while. I just hope she's not that stupid to money trail, okay? I hope she's not that stupid.
I hope she's in the prison guard, a Cash App.
But it's sad, and I didn't see the actual article, so I'm just speculating. Did it say Tasha K name, and did it give the correction officer?
Yes,
name?
It did. They gave Tasha K name and her government name.
Oh, wow. So this, you know, I thought it was like a scandal, but oh, it's actually true. Wow. Wow.
So, you know, yeah, because the federal got records, affidavit, I think a search warrant for the prison guard laptop, and to see if there's any communication with Tasha K. But if this is true, then I don't know, will Tasha go down with this legally? That's the question. I know the prison guard will go down for it because that's illegal to get those records.
Absolutely. Even if you early resigned. Yep. Was she retired or she resigned?
She retired. So I guess I
got
to look at all the
information. She got her pension yes. early. They're going to snatch her back.
They're going to snatch her pension,
pension back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's probably going to still prove Tasha that pig, because I don't think she gave that information to Tasha for free. I don't believe that lady risked her job and livelihood for free. Yeah, for free. I don't think so.
And let's make it messy and hard. Tasha K probably allegedly told her she's not going to air it until the case was dismissed and dropped and finalized.
Right. It's no telling, because I remember when Tasha went live and did that live exposing Inner Circle. And I'm like, wow, where'd she get this information from? And so now, years later, we're talking about this article in the Chicago Tribune. So I'm definitely going to have to call.
Well, let's be extra messy. It's not messy. Let's speculate. So what if the transaction and the second or the third transaction that was allegedly supposed to be sent to the correction officer that retired, and she probably called, you know, or told somebody, and they called anonymous tip to let the paper know.
Right. Probably so. Because
I mean, let's speculate.
Yeah, that's just like who told, you know, them, the federal, you know, and usually they probably was doing an audit and like, oh, what's going on here? So I don't know. I'm just sitting and observing.
Wow. Because the phone calls are recorded.
Yes.
Everything you say is recorded. But
absolutely.
I'm going to also say this. Forensics do not lie. Forensic do not lie. You think you deleted something on your phone, baby?
They can pull
it
all
up.
It's
still on your phone.
Still on the phone, okay? Especially got iPhones all in the cloud.
And people got 50,000 emails.
Yeah.
It's still going to link back. Trust me. Forensic do not lie, guys. So be careful. We do love Tasha K no matter what.
Absolutely.
But damn.
I listen.
Tasha K, we need a statement. Where's your public? We need a statement. Where's your PR team?
I know she was taking pictures
we
of
need
her
a statement.
Of her family and stuff like that. So we should definitely see.
Like, what, she's unbothered? A picture like she's unbothered?
No, it was her sister's birthday. She said, happy birthday, sis. Welcome to the world of entrepreneurship. And listen, let me see if I can check her Instagram. Let me see if she posts something different.
I mean, she posted pictures. I would just say because, you know, we all shade and, you know, we love for the shade. We live for the shade. So I guess she just posted that to be like she's unbothered. It is what it is.
Yes, that's what it looks like. She is not covering
unbothered.
He has been very unbothered. Yes.
We need a statement, TK. Come out the bushes.
Oh, somebody's already in her bush in her chat on Instagram saying, is the tea real? You going to jail?
Blink two times if it's true.
They have already entered her chat and asking messy questions like that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
But we love it. I also want to say, being that I'm a New Yorker, Nicki's a New Yorker, Cardi B's a New Yorker, that post was it was shade. Nicki posted shade to be shady. We live for the shade, right or wrong. It is what it is.
All right. All right,
but I'm gonna go back in the bushes. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
That was the icon from New York. All right. Anonymous, you live on the air.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey.
I just wanted to say RIP the scales, because that just made me so sad when I seen you had posted that. And then, are we really being silly? Like, why would Tasha be in trouble for getting information from somebody? That's not a crime. nothing. She didn't extort anybody. She didn't blackmail anybody for information. If anybody's going to be in trouble, it's going to be the officer for giving classified information out. It doesn't matter if she paid for it or anything like that. Why would Tasha be in trouble for that? We have to use our minds here. That makes no sense. She is a blogger. That's her profession. She always puts a disclaimer out that it may be true, it may not be true. Hell, she even said she lied before. It doesn't make sense that Tasha would be in trouble for that. It just, that makes no sense. Now, if they do anything, they'll probably subpoena her to court maybe for the things that she said and the things that she knew. And to me, that will fall all back on the guard and the parents and all these associates, because Tasha has been giving this tea out for years, like about R. Kelly, all this different stuff that's coming out, and everybody thought she was lying. So I don't feel like Tasha would be in trouble, in my personal opinion, because what would be her crime? It's not a crime to get information from somebody, and it's not a crime to say, I'm going to pay you if you tell me what you know. It seems like the person that gives you the information is going to be the one in trouble. Tasha didn't sign any contracts with Department of Corrections or anything like that, that to not provide information. So in my opinion, that just doesn't even make sense. I just feel like people hate Tasha, so they want to say, oh, yeah, Tasha's going to be in trouble. I don't really feel like she would be in trouble for anything, because what crime did she commit? She was given information. However she got it, if she paid for it or whatever, she provided that information. She's a blogger. So I don't feel like she's going to be in trouble. And one thing we do know about Tasha, you know, Tasha's too slick. She's not dumb.
And she got her lawyers and everything like that, because I'm looking at it, like the prison guard, of course, they're going down. They're going to lose their pension. You know, they probably will be serving some prison time, unfortunately, because you cannot be given that information. You were one of the first ones that said she may not be in trouble. I'm on the side of that, too, because she was an employee of the prison bureau, so she's not an employee of city government or any type of county government. So I don't see her going to jail for that at all, because I know some people say, is she going to face some prison time? That prison guard, yes. I definitely believe that prison guard is going to serve some time. Maybe.
That doesn't even
make
sense. What would her crime be? What would her charge be?
That's listen, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't
gossip,
know what.
That's not a crime. Gossip is not a crime. She didn't take anybody and put them in her basement, hold them down and extort them for information. Like, Tasha's not going to be in trouble for that. You can almost mark my word on that. What's she going to be in trouble for? Spreading gossip? That's not a crime. So
I heard that.
that's just my opinion on it. I mean, we just have to be smarter. But, you know, it's easy to run with the narrative when you don't like a person, or, you know, Tasha's pretty salacious and she's, you know, how she delivers things. So I really, and I hope she's not in trouble, because look at all this, the people that need to be in trouble, that they need to be worried about, R. Kelly, all these people getting on the stand, admitting to crimes, confessing crimes, those are the people they need to be worried about. They don't need to be worried about a blogger that reported some information she had. So that's all I wanted to say. You have a good day, Mark.
All right. All right. Thank you so very much for calling in.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, call in, callers. The number is open, okay? Because after I do this, I'm going to go work on my paper I got to do for school. But I'm here, y'all. So I'm not rushing off the line. Anonymous, you live on air.
Hey, Lolly. So hey. I just called that just to tell that caller that what Tasha can be charged with, if there was an exchange of money, if there is text messages or emails that says, hey, give me this information, I'm going to give you this. Hey, give me that, I'm going to give you this. If she's soliciting information and she's receiving information and she's paying for information, that is called bribery. Google it, go look it up. And bribery is also a part of the RICO, which is racketeering, running a criminal enterprise. You go research it. That is a federal crime. And Tasha on her platform says that I can't show you this information because this is confidential. So she knows that it's confidential, but she's still releasing it to her thousands and thousands of followers. She knows that it is sensitive information that she should not even have, because she's acknowledged it in her videos. So if there was money exchange, if there's email chain or text messages that prove that she solicited or she asked for this information and she paid for it, that is bribery. That is a federal crime, and she can be charged. So that's all I want to say. You just got to do your research, because, again, remember, Tasha was the one covering this whole R. Kelly saga from the beginning. So she got information from multiple sources. However, she knowingly got sensitive information from someone that works for the Bureau of Prisons, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and she knows that that was sensitive information that she should not have had access to, but she released that information.
I want to know, how would that be bribery? That would be bribery.
That's bribery.
How would that be bribery? What if the officer say, I got this information, and it costs blah, 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 and she pays them?
Bribery is money or favor given or promised in order to influence the judgment or conduct. So if she's saying, give me this information, let me put it out, because that was a part of her come up with Steve Harvey, R. Kelly, or whatever. So now I have this exclusive person that works for the Bureau of Prisons. Mind you, this woman works for Wisconsin and not for Chicago, and she was illegally accessing records in Chicago, and she was handing this information off to a blogger that was putting that same information verbatim on her platform, putting phone calls, what these people were saying in emails, you know, that is not supposed to be out there, that is supposed to be private and confidential. So, again, all I can say is just do your research, but if when they look into it and whatever, depending on what they find, if she paid for information, that is called bribery. And then she's also interfering with a federal case by releasing sensitive information that is currently going on with someone that the Federal Bureau of Prison is in housing, and she's releasing that on the public platform, and this man hasn't even had a trial. She was releasing that information in 2019 when he got arrested.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling back in and giving us that information. Listen, if we got any paralegals, any real lawyers that passed the bar that could give some commentary, the phone number is 646-716-8447. The number is 646-716-8447. Let me know in the comments, is this real? Can she go down for this? Last four, 9201, you live on air.
Okay. Hey, Wally. This is just in response to the lady that just called. So the first thing people want to know is, what's the difference in what Tasha K did versus TMZ and everybody else? With TMZ, they have a tip line, meaning I can call Wally and say, hey, I know what happened to R. Kelly. You don't pay me anything. So all you know is a stranger called you and gave you information. So that's the first thing. If somebody that worked for the system reached out to Tasha K and said, hey, I'm getting ready to retire, I can help you get some exclusive information. And Tasha K says, okay, well, I'll accept that information. And the lady just gave it to her. Tasha K probably won't get in trouble. But if the lady was just keying with Tasha K and said, girl, you know, but I'm getting ready to retire anyway, so I don't care. And then Tasha K still gives the lady money. They're both will be accessory to defraud the government. That's both of them. They'll be an accessory to commit fraud against the government. That's both of them. You see what I'm saying? So it depends on how the information would be obtained. It would not be bribery unless Tasha K reached out to a prison guard and say, hey, I know you ran a red light and I'm going to tell on you, but I won't tell on you if you give me this information. Like, it would only be bribery if Tasha K said, you know what I'm saying, if you do this for me, that doesn't even go. I don't even really know how to make a pertinent example for it to be bribery, but it wouldn't be bribery. It would be accessory to commit fraud against the government and conspiracy to defraud the government. Then they want to know, well, Tasha K can just say, well, I didn't know. Just by Tasha K knowing that the person actually worked in the prison system, Tasha K 100% knew that this was not public information and she sought after it, she would be called guilty by omission, meaning she knew that everybody couldn't get this information, thus her claiming that it was exclusive, meaning she would be the only person having this information. That's why the feds were able to draw it right back to the person who got the information and Tasha K, because it was that, in fact, exclusive, meaning only people in the prison system would know this type of information. So, I mean, is Tasha K smart? I believe Tasha K is smart, but I don't believe that Tasha K knows everything that she does. Do I believe that she did it maliciously? No, I feel like she just wanted something special for her channel. Can she get in trouble? It's a possibility. Nobody really knows can get in trouble unless that lady says something like, girl, I don't care. I'm getting ready to retire. I'm going to just give you this information. And she still had it, because at any given time, Tasha K could have said, oh, well, I didn't know that you was going to get in trouble for it. Never mind. I don't want it. You see what I'm saying? So now that she knows the facts, she can back up from it. But if she still pursued the information, knowing that the person was not supposed to give it to her, then Tasha K can be in trouble. So I don't want everybody to
say, it sounds like you have got some legal information. So are you a paralegal? Or are you a lawyer?
I'm not a paralegal, but I work hand in hand with the court. So there's just certain things that I know. But it's not like Tasha K is going to be locked up, and like another gentleman is saying, she's facing 10 years. Like, she's definitely not facing 10 years. Like that's definitely not going to happen. But now this is the good thing for R. Kelly. R. Kelly's defense attorney can come back and say, hey, there were people in the legal system messing around with things pertaining to the case. I would like the case to just be thrown out and we retrial. That could happen. Now, R. Kelly could benefit from all of these things happening with the Tasha K thing. Will Tasha K really go to jail? Probably, like I want to say 8 out of 10 times, she won't be arrested or anything like that. Will she be sanctioned, meaning will they say, hey, you did something wrong and we're going to fine you for each offense? Or each, like, they can charge Tasha K like $5,000 per information. So on the first, she got 2 pieces of information. On the second, she got 3 pieces. Like, they can charge her, you see what I'm saying, per information, or they can say, you know what, I'm going to lock her up. It really just depends on how she got it. Like, let's say Wally was the person that worked in the prison, and then he gave me the information, and then I stopped contacting Wally, but you kept reaching out, and you kept reaching out, and you kept reaching out. See, things like that, and Tasha K, like, no, just come on, just give me one more thing. Girl, you know, like, now, if she did that, that would be her coding that person to commit a crime against the federal government. So you really have to know what Tasha K did prior to saying, hey, she's guilty, she's not guilty. But it's definitely not bribery. That's not it. Will she go to jail? You really don't know. Probably not. But she probably will get into some type of trouble because they put her name in it. Meaning, when the feds, in order for the feds to get this lady at the prison, they had to use Tasha K. That's whether Tasha K already cooperated or whether, I don't know, because they said that they reached out to her and she had no comment. So she's well aware that the feds were looking into the situation and what happened. So I don't know. That's
so,
what I wanted to say.
I know you definitely said a lot, because, like, if you, an officer, or you work in here with the courts, if you got some private information and you send it to me and I pay you for it, we both can get it for what you said. We both can get in trouble for that.
Right. We both can get in trouble for it. I'm going to get in trouble firsthand because I know I'm not supposed to send it to Wally. Wally knows that he can't get this information anywhere else. So just by omission, it's the same thing. If you, like, heard of a booster, somebody stealing clothes from the store, and now you locked up for receiving stolen goods. You could be like, I ain't know she stole it. I thought she bought it. It doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? You received stolen goods and you purchased it. So we're just talking about the law. We're not talking about what's fair, what I think things are going to be like. By way of omission, she knows that that information was not public. Like when people say things, I'm going to use the example for the other blogger. I can't remember her name, but I heard people talking about it where she was like, oh, I'm going to sue Cardi B. That's
not
about
doxing. Black people. You took about
okay,
black
that
people.
Person. Yeah. That's not doxing. Any person in the United States or other places could pull that information up, meaning it's public information. If it's public information, it's not doxing somebody. Now, let's say that was hidden information, and then Cardi had put out to people like, oh, I hate Black T-Bog. Now somebody done called from the DMV and said, oh, well, I got Black T-Bog's information. You see what I'm saying? And then she said, I work for the DMV. Well, I'm getting ready to retire, so I'm going to just give you Black T-Bog's information anyway. And then Cardi takes it, and then she uses it against her. Now they both have done something wrong. You see what I'm saying? But if it's already out there, it's public. That means anybody can go and search it. So Tasha K knew. Like when you do stuff like emails and things like that, if you look at certain emails, it'll have at the bottom, this is confidential. If you see this right now, throw it away or things like that. Like certain things are confidential
all
and
right.
You can't breach that. You see what I'm saying? Like you
no,
have
I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for breaking this down, because if you know any lawyers that went to law school and passed the bar, to call in. Also, too, I want to give a special Peaches. I think you were timed out by accident. So, Peaches, don't take offense. I think you were timed out by accident because I'm trying to type in the chat. So I don't know if I clicked it by accident, but you're still good, Peaches, okay? All right. So I personally, if you talk to a lawyer, can you call back and maybe, you know,
yeah,
give
I'm
us an update?
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can have an actual attorney call in. But,
okay.
But
I would like, you know, I would like to
know,
is it, can it be a, can Tasha K be charged? And I don't think she'll be facing no 10 years, but can she be charged?
Yeah, no, I know that, but I'm not a lawyer, but I know that whole facing 10 years thing, she's not facing 10 years. And as far as the whole getting locked up thing, like I said, it would all depend on how the information, was given to Tasha K. and how it was paid. That's why that's in the article. They want to see if she paid a federal employee to give her information she was not supposed to have. If she if she has done that, then there's a possibility, because sometimes they, you know, fines are given. This will be Tasha K's first time she's doing something like this, or you know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be, oh, Tasha K, you broke the law, you're going to jail. Like, no, it really depends. And then it really, you know what else it depends on? If it really helps R. Kelly get out of jail. If R. Kelly gets out of jail because of something that Tasha K did, then it would be tampering with a federal case. You see what I'm saying? So it all depends on everything surrounding it. But I'll see if the person that gave me the information and that I was just talking to about it is willing to call into your show.
I would love to, but they could definitely be anonymous. I just want to hear from a legal expert. Thank you so very much for calling in.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, the number is 646-716-8447. Anonymous, you live on air.
Wiley, these are the dumbest effing people ever. Like, how can you prove any of this stupid stuff that is being said? Nobody knows if Tasha was given this information under these premises. It's so stupid. All these jailhouse lawyers, shut up. You're dumb. You don't know what you're talking about. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, the article came out.
Because
so people,
yeah, I understand, but we don't know how Tasha, if Tasha promised the woman something, she bribed the woman. You got all these stupid scenarios.
I think, like, people, was she a wino?
Well, how can any of that be proven? How can any of that be proven? Somebody get Tasha we don't really know if Tasha even knew the lady worked there. I mean, none of that can be proven. This is all what they would call circumstantial evidence. And all these jailhouse lawyers calling me and acting like they got the tea and talking about this is her first time doing something like this. We don't know if Tasha ever did anything like this. We don't even really know Tasha. You know what I'm saying? She got mugshots, criminal history. Shut the hell up and let's wait and see. The jailhouse lawyers was getting on my nerves, so that's all I had to say.
Paid for the information?
If she paid for it, it's not a crime. If I want to give you some information and I say you're going to give me $50 or I just gave you some money for it, what is the crime? Please tell me what crime that is.
I don't know. I'm asking you. I'm not
even
going to
ask you. If I didn't extort anything, if I didn't solicit anything, I'm sure Tasha K is not going to the jail, little bitty people. I'm sure they're calling in. That's like they said, TMZ held Crime Stoppers for even crimes, for heaven's sake. If I can report a crime, I can call Crime Stoppers.
Was the CO, oh, I love that. Was the CO a wino? I don't know. Comment in the chat. Was the CO, that could possibly be. That person could have
and
been
if somebody
wino.
Called with some tea, yeah, if somebody called with some tea, how is Tasha going to get in trouble? These people are ridiculous. That's a shame that people
but
want
would you
so
give,
bad
would you risk
for
your job? Would you risk your job for free? Would you
and
want
for
to
all
get
we know, the lady could have already, she could have already retired when she gave Tasha that information. Nobody knows the real deal, because if it was that big of a deal, Tasha would be getting a warrant served, a summons for court, all that. Who gives a damn? They need to worry about R. Kelly had people smearing poop on their face and letting nut dry. Worry about that. We're not going to jump over all of that girl twerking for Kate, all this crap for Tasha getting some information. Get the hell out of here. And I'm sorry for cussing, and I'm still off because I don't want you to get demonetized, but these people are absolutely dumb. The stuff that's being said is stupid. It's dumb.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Well,
all right.
Thank you so very much for calling in. It's the really, really lit. But I'm asking, was the CO a wino?
She was probably a wino. She was probably getting turned off some of that damn gas station wine and decided, I'm going to call in and tell what the hell I know. Boom. Now we got this. So whatever it is, it's keeping Tasha relevant, and it's going to make her more money because people are going to tune in to see who is this damn Tasha K. So, girl, do
yes.
your thing. All right, Wiley.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. Oh, wow. Let's go to the phone lines. 9201, call you on air.
Okay, I'm just calling back because the lady, she was so overly zealous about people being dumb. I don't believe people are dumb. I just believe what we're talking about is above her level of comprehension. So how would the Federal Bureau of Investigations know? Everybody's internet, Gmail, everything has a unique number. It's called the IP address. So every time Tasha K, you, I, Wally, anybody that uses the internet sends out anything, they will always be able to go back and track it. Even if we erase some things, they can go to the server, okay, and they can go get those things. Even if we send Instagram messages, a lot of people don't even know this. If you send an Instagram message and erase it, up to 90 days, Instagram still has it in their servers, and the FBI can go back and get those deleted messages from fake profiles and things like that. See, people really don't understand the depth of things, so they do things because they're stands. You listen to a blogger. I don't know your profession, but I know it's nothing surrounded by or adjacent to the law. You listen to a blogger and you think it's hip and all of these other things for Tasha K to do. Ooh, she's popular. They're talking about her. Sister, it's never cool when the feds say, hey, we have clear proof that you have been working with this lady. She has broken the law, and now we're going to see if you have broken it too. Okay, and I'm only calling back because I just hate for our type of people to just be so loud sometimes and boisterous and be so far away from understanding clearly of what could really happen, because this is how people get caught in crimes, because they're so, I don't want to use the word dumb because I don't want to put anybody down. I'm going to just say they're so below the understanding of how the law really works, that they do these foolish things. So that is to answer her question. How would the feds know? The feds know because that's a federal system that the lady had to enter over 150 times to get information about R. Kelly. They then tracked her IP address and said, hey, she took our system and emailed it to herself. Then they went and got a warrant for her computer so they could see where herself has sent the other thing by tracking the IP address. Damn, Wally, your callers, well, there's something else. But that's to answer her question. And anybody else who was thinking, how would they know? That's how they know. That's how they track everything. That's how people get caught, especially on the social media thing. And if anybody that don't believe about the deleted messages, you could just go into Instagram because you have given them your permission. You have given them your consent.
Okay.
When you sign on to Instagram, you could just go into their laws that nobody actually reads, and they tell you, hey, we do have your permission by using this app to give any type of authorities,
well,
even if
thank
something
you so
is
much
illegal.
For bringing that down. Thank you. And we definitely would love to get a legal expert to speak on it. We are none of us that had called in past the bar or is a legal expert, right? So we're just giving commentary. So I just
right.
People
nobody
have...
is a legal expert, but I can't say my job.
Okay.
I can't say who I'm affiliated with. I'm just
right.
telling. I'm giving. You see what I'm saying? I'm just
right.
letting her
what you're
know.
Saying. I just
so
think that
she's
people
not
are
going
giving
around
their opinion,
calling people
about
dumb
it,
because
you,
that's
you got
not
one
cool.
person saying that she's going to go away for 10 years, and you got another person
yeah,
saying she
like
may
10 years
be chumped.
That's I can put my life on it. That's not ever going to happen. 10 years, that's never going to happen.
Okay.
That will never happen at all. Like I said, this would probably be, and we now that part is the part that she right. We don't know if Tasha K has done this before. We could just pray to God that this is the first time, and they look through her stuff, that this is the first time that she's speaking to a federal employee. Let's hope
okay.
that she's not speaking to anybody at like a veterans hospital about somebody's health or anything
right.
like that. Because see, if Tasha K has a history of talking to federal employees, that's something else. But that wasn't in the article, so we're not going to talk about that. Literally, we're only talking about what's in the article. And her question was, how would they even know that? And the answer to that question is through the IP address. So.
All right. Thank you so very much. And like I said, thank you so very much for calling in.
All right.
This is a quote from Tasha in the article. She said, yeah, there's a phone tap somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. Tasha K told her viewers during the 39-minute video, which has so far collected more than 328,000 views. I have the plug. I'm not going to tell you where I got the information from, but just listen to the damn information. Okay, now it appears that federal investigators allegedly know exactly how Tasha K was plugged in. A federal search warrant recently unsealed in Chicago records shows that agents seized a laptop from the U.S. Bureau of Prison officer who was suspected of illegally accessing Kelly's records, Kelly's recorded phone calls, emails, visitor logs, and other restricted information during his stay. Okay, so I'm just telling him during his prison stay where he was located at, and so that's how they know about Tasha K because they seized the laptop of that Federal Bureau of Prison officer. So let's go to the phone lines. All right. Anonymous, you live on air. All right. Anonymous, you live on air.
Look, I wanted to call back because I wanted you to click me on with Grandma. I
okay.
have a master's in communication. This is not about being above my comprehension level. I'm just saying the things that were being thrown out. I'm like, how do we know what Tasha K knew about the person? That's still only saying that the person working there was accessing the records. What the hell can Tasha be in trouble for getting the information? Quit being dumb. And if she wants to do anything, if she wants, Tasha didn't access the information. She didn't work there, dummy. Damn, and Grandma's sitting up here taking 45 minutes to get one word out. Bro, no. Don't sit up here and try to insult somebody and say it's above the comprehension level. And I'm loud. Yes, I'm loud because you're stupid. This shit is being said is dumb. What if Tasha K might be in trouble? I don't know. I'm not going to stake my life on it. This lady said, I'll put my life on it. Girl, you could be dead tomorrow because we don't know any of this. All we know is the little bit that they put out and nothing that Tasha has said. And I'm not going hard for it because I'm not a wino. But it just was pissing me off that it was just so stupid. I served 13 years in the military, been in war 2 times. Girl, please don't talk to me like I'm just some ignorant person that doesn't know anything. I don't know.
Let's see if we get her back on. Sis, is you back on? Is this the lady that works for the court?
Yeah, this is her.
Okay,
I guess my name
okay.
may on the
We have both of you on the line. Let's see.
What's the tea, Granny? What's up? What's up, Granny? What's the tea, Grandma?
First of all, you can call me ma'am. You don't have to call me Grandma.
No, you gonna be Granny. Your ass is Granny. That's who you gonna be.
Way younger than you. If you literally
you
have
gonna be Granny. Whoever you are, you are Granny. You are Granny. That's what you are to me. Okay, you convinced them. Can you convince them down at R. Kelly's trial to put some of this effort into finding out why he was shitting on having people put shit on their face? Let him come get dried on their face? That's what we need to worry about, girl. Don't worry about that. Now, I hope you don't be dead tomorrow because you put your life on some shit with your dumb ass.
Okay, are you dying? Are you dying?
Okay, yeah, and now I'm saying everything that I need to say to your old ass. Goodbye, bitch.
Look at her, Wiley. These people, she didn't have nothing to say. First of all, she's very uneducated. You can see by the way that she's talking. She has no master's degree. I could put my life on that, and I don't even have to know her. She felt humiliated because I just came on this channel and explained, hey, these are the things that's going on. Like I just said, everything is above her comprehension. So I'm really not even fitting to go back and forth with this lady. She sounds a little manic.
Mm. So you don't believe that Tasha K going to jail? That's what you don't believe.
I said there's a possibility that she could, and that depends on how Tasha K got the information, period. Like, period. I'm really trying to say, I'm really, because I said I'm going to be a better person. I'm not going to drag that lady. But seriously, Wiley, if it wasn't that big of a deal, the Chicago Tribune would not have had it in an article, period. They wouldn't even have brought Tasha K's name up. The feds want to know, did that lady give it to her voluntarily, or did Tasha K actually pay for the information? That's why the article says in the last paragraph, we are looking for financial ties to this lady. Because if K has paid a federal employee for personal information, she is in fact guilty of being an accessory to commit crime against the government. That's just how it is. Like, that's not me being smart or knowing too many things. I know I haven't gone to Afghanistan or anything like this other lady or whatever, or have a master's degree. And just to let you know, ma'am, we're talking about criminal justice. We are not talking about communications. But I'm quite sure she knew that before she called in to tell us her stats, like we gave a F. But whatever. Tasha K. most likely will not go to jail, but if she did those things, those will be her offenses, and that's what they will be going after her for. Like I said, she could be penalized with a fine. She doesn't even have to do jail time for these things, but she could do jail time for these things, okay?
All right. Thank you so very much for calling in.
Now, I'm telling you, if the lady called back, I'm going to call back and I'm a dragger. I'm telling you that now. I'm going to call back and drag this lady. I'm telling you that now.
Thank you. We thank you so very much for calling in. All right. Thank you
this
so very much.
This
is all the show. And we will get everybody to call in and get on the line together. Only on the Wiley Show. Shout out to the members. I love the members. I see y'all coming through. Okay. Shout out to the producers. If you want to become a member, click on the link in the comments so you can become a member today. Anonymous, you live on the air.
Basil, what a show.
Oh yes, it's a show. Coming back off my offline and just coming today is lit today. Okay.
Kumbaya, y'all.
and we still didn't get an attorney to call in. So we get all this hoopla. I want a lawyer to call into the show.
Oh, my God. This is a mess. This is a mess. It's just funny. I don't know. Like, bye.
So, okay. Thank you. All right, let's go to the next caller. Anonymous, you live on air.
Oh, my goodness, Wally. I am so confused with all of the extra from the ladies, with all of the dumb A and this, like, that's extra. She's being extra for no reason. Clearly, she didn't read the article because no one said that Tasha bribed this federal official. We're saying if she did or if she paid this federal official for obtaining confidential documents, there is a possibility that she can be held accountable for that and that there is an investigation that has currently been launched. We know that how? Because the Chicago Tribune has reported it. Where do they get their information from? What is reported by their releasing this information to make it now public that a federal investigation has been launched and that it links Tasha K to one of the officers that was working at the Federal Bureau of Prison. I don't understand why is this woman calling in so extra about how we know. Sweetie, read the article. This is how we know that Tasha K was linked. Now, whether or not she gave this woman funds or not, we do not know that because there is an investigation. And until they're done doing their investigation, we would not know anything further until things come out in the media, into the news. Unless you go and pull up Pacer or do something like that, we would not know what's going on because it hasn't officially, like she hasn't officially been charged with anything. It's still an investigation. So, like, I'm just blown. And then she's talking about, oh, R. Kelly put feces in cum and all this. Like, sweetie, you clearly is just going based off of what the media, like, Wally, when are you going to do, like, your whole R. Kelly thing to cover all of the stuff that has came out in the media so that I can debunk the stuff that has been put out? Because people clearly is not doing their facts. They're clearly not doing their research.
It's up to the jury to decide R. Kelly's fate. Period. We can all come to
But guess what? Public is the one that put him in jail because the public got outraged by surviving R. Kelly and by everything that Tasha K put out there. And the public says, lock him up. Let's cancel his music. New R. Kelly.
And so again,
a public trial.
I agree with you on that, but also, who have the final say-so? The jury, not the public.
The jury does have the final say-so, but what I'm saying is that this case started in the public. So the public's perception and opinion right now is that he's guilty based on what came out in the public, but they're not doing their research to see what else has come out that debunks all of the stuff, like 90% of the stuff that has came out in the public that has already been debunked in court. The prosecutors is preparing to rest their case this week, and then the defense case starts next week. So all of the witnesses that have gotten on the stand thus far has been debunked, but you wouldn't know that because you're not doing your research. You just want to continue to publicly lynch a black man because you feel he did something or because somebody said he did something or because your opinions about him. But your opinion is not the law, and it doesn't mean that it's the fact or it is true.
I heard that.
So,
we thank you.
It's a mess, but it is.
But at the end of the day, I think I don't know how many more weeks left of this trial. I don't know, but we will cover if he's guilty or not guilty. We definitely will be going live on that special day.
Okay, absolutely. I just wish that people would do a little bit more research before we start crucifying people because we just crucifying people based on allegations. Allegations that has not been proven.
But unfortunately, people will do that. That's how it is. When you are a public figure, especially like R. Kelly, for the years and years and years, people are going to have their assumptions. Now, what you should do, a good critical thinker will get all the information and will make their decision. But you have a lot of people lack that. They just get the sound bites and a headline, and they run with it. And that's just how it's going to go. Even the whole thing with Bill Cosby,
right.
People said he was this, and now he's out. But did the media really cover it when he got out like they covered him going down? No. People already got their mind made up about Bill Cosby, but the Supreme Court, that state Supreme Court got him out. So, I mean, a lot of people are not going to do all – I'm going to tell you the average American is not going to do all that research. They're just going to go by the headline or the soundbite.
You know what I would hope? I would hope that at some point that accusers, when they are found to be false, be held accountable. Because the same amount of time that you take from someone is the same amount of time that you should get for lying or falsifying or, you know, causing someone havoc in their life. Because R. Kelly's reputation is going to be forever tainted. You understand? Because people going to believe he made me eat boo-boo. He made me do this. People going to believe that even though it is not true and it has already been proven in court. Ezreal testified the week before last. That has already came out. Ezreal fell through. Jeronda Pace fell through. Faith Rogers fell through. All of the accusers that have gotten on the stand have all fell through. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Faith Rogers, the attorney asked her, okay, you said R. Kelly made you feel uncomfortable. Why did you keep calling him for a flight? You called him for a flight. She continuously kept calling him to fly out, but you say he made you feel uncomfortable. How can somebody make you feel uncomfortable when you keep calling them, asking them to fly you out?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you so much for calling in. Listen, we will cover the verdict of the trial. And we will have our comments. We're definitely going to reserve our comments until we get to a verdict. Thank you so much for calling in.
Just know that R. Kelly victorious in this case, it was not going to have nothing to do with Tasha K. Even if this Tasha K stuff come out and it plays a slight role in it, it doesn't have anything to do with it because he's currently right now winning in court.
All right. Thank you so very much for that. Okay. Now, people are posing a question in the chat. I'm going to go to the next caller, and they're saying, how much did Tasha K pay? I don't believe that lady. She got to be stupid. I'm talking about the former correction officer will give somebody this information and not get paid. If I'm working in prison and I'm going to give the information, best believe I'm going to get a coin for it. So I don't believe that lady would be dumb to not get a coin for the information that she gathered from the servers, from the recordings, right? So we should definitely see. This is proving to Tasha K yet again that she is a credible news source. Let's go to the phone lines. 5565, call you on air.
Hey, Wiley. I just want to quickly come out the bushes. For me, I just feel like everybody want to say that he's innocent. When we saw the tapes back in the day, let's not pretend like we ain't going to, you know, get into it, but let's not forget what we saw, and let's not forget that he did get away with it. Now, do I stand with him because he black? Yeah. At the end of the day, yes, I listen to the Chocolate Factory. Sure do. But do I think he should get out? Yes, I do think he should get out. Sure do. But let's not play these games like, oh, he's innocent. He's guilty. Guilty. Mm-hmm. And so is the parents. So is them girls. Everybody is in cahoots. Everybody was in the bed. But do I think he should get out? Yeah, let my nigga free. Free R. Kelly.
Oh, you said free R. Kelly.
Y'all have a good evening. Yeah, free R. Kelly.
Okay, well, thank you so very much for your opinion.
Why not? He stood 10 toes down when them other men allegedly got rid of themselves.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And
this
is one of your loyal fans and subscribers calling in, and y'all have a good evening. I will be back in the bushes now.
All right. Thank you so very much. You just never know who's going to call in to the show. You know, Tasha K is in the news, you guys. I was not planning on speaking about Tasha, but about 30 minutes, 30 or 40 minutes before I was supposed to go live, I was getting just so many messages from around the country about Odwine with Tasha K that she's in the media. I don't think what she did was illegal. I think that she got the information. It helps with the story. To break the story, she broke the story. You know what I'm saying? I think that the prison guard did something that was illegal. Thank you. So one of the producers just sent me an article on TMZ, and I don't know if y'all remember when Lamar Odom was in a hospital at Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center. The hospital workers was fired because they were trying to sneak a picture of him and trying to get information off the computer concerning his medical records, and they lost their job due to a HIPAA violation. So I don't think that Tasha will get any charges against her. I don't think so. I think all of this is that prison guard will be the one that will go down for this, and not Tasha K. All right, 4695, Carly, you're on air.
Hey, Wiley, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear a lot of noise.
I had
okay.
All right, because I'm in public, I had to call back in.
Okay.
I had to call back in because I just felt bad for that lady that called, and someone was calling her granny and being hella disrespectful, and I just thought that was just weird. And so I just wanted to say, for the person that kept saying stupid, 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 there's another word for that, and it's called asinine. And she was bragging about her having a college degree and all this stuff. Even if you went to high school and took a PSAT and studied, you have other vocabulary words you can use, and we're all going to get old one day. So I thought it was just disrespectful for her to be age-shaming your caller. That's all, Hawaii.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling in. Okay,
bye.
You never bye. Bye. Okay, we have some breaking news here. Give me a second. I want to pull that up. We have some breaking news here. Okay, give me a second. Okay, we got a lot of people that's going to be covering this. Y'all heard it here first on The Wiley Show. Man, we got to get a thumbnail together, too. I got to get my thumbnail together. All right. Unwind with Tasha K had this to say. Let's screen share. Give me a second. Okay. And she said this. She said, last meal, hashtag unwind with Tasha K. She's in front of some lobsters and shrimps, oysters. That's what it looks like, with a big smile on her face. This looks like she is seeing last meal. Is that she is smiling? Now, I do not see any officers with any handcuffs or anything like that. We do see her with a big smile on her face, okay, that she's enjoying herself on vacation. All my producers are definitely sending that to me. Okay, I do have it. We're looking at it right now. It says to me that she's enjoying her vacation with her beautiful white teeth. Okay, it looks like she's doing really good on vacation. We do not see any federal authorities. I don't see any federal authorities. Well, it's a white guy in the back. Let me see. Is he a federal authority right there, the white guy in the back? He's standing up, so I don't know if that's her bodyguard. But as you clearly can see, she is with a big smile on her face. So she's out for dinner, and she is definitely being talked about all over social media. So if that has to be the last meal, that's a good meal. Okay? So we definitely will keep you all updated on this story. We want to say special shout out to the producers. I was not expecting this to be a two-hour live. I wasn't expecting this at all. Shout out to the members. We're going to have to do a members only tomorrow, okay, because I need to write my paper. I got some stuff that I got to write, and I definitely got to write because we got an A on our in our class. This is my last week in that class, and I have an A, and I want to keep that A. I want to keep the A in the class, so we definitely have that right there, okay? All right. Oh, and members only. We may All right, give me a second. If anybody else call in, the number is on here if you're going to call in. I would definitely, the number, yeah, we have an A. I want to keep the A, too. I want to keep my A in that class. I really do. So I got to write this paper and because I got to send it to my editor so they can edit it and everything. Yes. So I got to do that. They said Wally messy. Is I messy? Okay. Ooh, we might have an exclusive. I'm just not going to say right now. Because I definitely do a members only live with y'all tomorrow. Okay. There we go. Okay. Shout out to her. She did that. All right. So I'm not going to call Tasha. She is definitely said last meal and stuff like that. We definitely will keep y'all updated on this. We're going to keep y'all updated all over social media. We broke the story first. Okay. All right. You know, we broke the story first. And I want to thank the producers for thinking of me and bombarding me with DMs. And thank you. Keep it up. Keep sending me DMs of stuff that you want me to talk about right there on our Instagram. Just always, if you want me to talk about a subject, you know, and you think I didn't get it, go to my Instagram and we can definitely talk about it on our Instagram. We will probably be back going live tomorrow. Definitely going to do a car chat tomorrow. I haven't done a car chat. Definitely going to do a car chat. Y'all can give me a second. They said I'm getting something in my ear right now. They said somebody is live. Let me see what's going on. Hold on 1 second. That she's live. Let me see. Okay, give me a second. They said she's live. Let me see. Give me a second. Maybe I can stream that for y'all can see it. Give me 1 second. Let me see. They said Tasha K is live. Let's see what she's talking about. Give me a second. Yeah, she's live with the CO officer.
Last meal? Okay.
Just tell me what I have. Some lobster, some shrimp.
Guys, Tasha had her last meal. You know, y'all
okay.
Are funny.
I gotta go.
Y'all are funny.
Gotta go do some time.
Okay. Tasha. Mm-hmm. Tasha, how do I become a blogger?
You're doing it now. You're a blogger.
I'm a blogger, you guys.
I like my shirt. I got it from KNG. Y'all know who KNG is in Atlanta?
Okay.
Yeah.
What is going on? What is this?
Listen.
What is this?
Okay, so that's not the CO.
What is going on?
Listen.
What is going on? It's that free Tasha.
Free Tasha?
Oh.
Free Tasha.
That's the Pangea
okay,
CEO. That's the Pangea CEO.
Why did y'all even say this on the interwebs? That's what I want to know. Why can you guys not read the print?
But you know what they say about black people.
What
if you
want to
hide the truth, do what?
Oh, you put it in a book.
Yeah, and a lot of, and because we refuse to read, is a reason why a lot of us come out here with misinformation. But that ain't for me to figure out.
Ooh.
That's not for me. That's for y'all.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
They say you're being held hostage.
Okay, so that's not the CO. That's the Pangea CEO.
But who you?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's the.
I'm not involved.
breathe.
Okay, she is laughing right now. Okay. Okay. I think it's freezing on her part. Let me see.
I'm free. I'm free.
This is really happening right now.
I'm
free. Sing. No, I do not know that you can sing.
I cannot sing. I just grew up in a church.
Okay.
They said not poor. Those voices are echoing in that big house. That's because I ain't got no furniture. You know how black people in Atlanta. You know how black people in Atlanta. They have these big houses and no furniture.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They got these big houses and no furniture. Don't feel it all pretty. Look at her.
Y'all, I'm here chilling.
Look at her. Chris, my friend.
They talking about your teeth, and I love Tasha's teeth.
Thank you.
They look nice.
They told me I look like Minnie Leaf out of my house.
No. Your teeth look nice. Remember I texted you? I was like, did you do something?
You did.
Okay, she definitely see us. Okay. Okay, she said, and she is free.
She want a girlfriend. Who is this?
Okay, let me say, she is free.
Who's that?
Is that you? Oh, that's a dude. He may have a little money to make.
My gosh, listen.
We're about to get started with work. I will see you guys. Should I go live tomorrow night or Friday?
I don't know.
I got so much content to drop. Oh, my God.
I'll let
you know if I'm going live tomorrow or if I be in jail.
All I'm saying is...
If I'm not in jail.
Tasha, go live. What is going on?
Mm-hmm. I'm going live. I am the official Embrace Pangea spokesman. Okay.
I mean, you really are.
I really am.
You know what? I look back at our stats.
Give me my credit.
And no, seriously.
Yes.
We started in 2018 with each other.
We did?
Yes.
So that's 19, 20.
21.
That's 3 years. We have a 3-year anniversary.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Happy anniversary.
No, but seriously, like February 2018.
I know. It's got to get up on jail.
February 2018. Like, it's been over 3 years. Like. We've been rocking with each other for a very long time. Like, for real. Somebody said, go. Hey!
Go. Hey! Go. Listen, y'all. So, let me see if I can go live tomorrow. I know I got an appointment. My daughter got a doctor's appointment. She got to do physical therapy. Yeah, but I will definitely try. Happy Labor Day to y'all.
Yes.
Yes.
We're all laboring. I just want to know, were y'all laboring?
I know you are not crying, KMG Garcia 612. Why are you crying? There's no crying in baseball.
Okay.
Tasha, why are you yelling?
No goddamn crying.
Hey, love.
They say they smell success in the room.
Well, that's very good. I'm glad we have smell-o-vision.
Hello.
I'm glad we have stepped into the 5G. It is working.
It wasn't working. I was in Jacksonville this past weekend. It was not working.
The 5G is working.
Can you get another picture, better picture of me? Because that don't look good.
Can you smile?
Uh-huh.
I need you to smile on cue. Can you close your mouth? Like, your teeth is making my teeth look bad.
No, for real. My teeth,
because your teeth
are
too white.
My teeth are so white. Dr. Mario did this shit. My teeth are so white that my eyes look yellow. Look.
No, it is true.
Look, I swear. Look. You see this?
It's true.
Listen,
right.
This, yeah.
Right, I'll smile my mouth closed. Come.
They said don't drop this soap. But I like it from the back.
Okay.
What are you talking about? I like it.
Okay. Are you ready? I'm about to do another screenshot.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
She has a good teeth.
She
has a good teeth. She is live.
Okay,
okay, she's not in jail, all right? So we just want to let you all know that. Can we get some more likes? Hold on one second. Can we get some more likes? We need some more likes. Listen, I've been gone for about 3 to 4 days, and I'm back with no breaks, nonstop. So if you got your mobile device, click that like button. Get your side piece. Get on their phone. Click that right now. If you're sneaking in that hotel with that man that's not your husband, make sure you say, hey, give me your phone so you can click on the Wally Show and subscribe. Okay? I'm like, click on there. We also streaming on Twitch. So let me play a little bit more of this. If you're calling in, just wait after this live with Tasha. Okay, we will open the lines back up. So we're not rushing.
Although we have military insurance. That's
okay.
Some fucked up shit.
Okay.
How you gonna have pre-insurance and I'll take a key to the dentist?
Okay.
Black people. Black parents. Mm-hmm. It's a couple of them in here.
But see, this is why you have to do what? You have to make money
mm-hmm.
to take care of yourself.
So I had to buy new ones.
Yes. This is a conversation we were having earlier.
I had a few rotten ones in the past.
Okay. And you need financial resources to take care of yourself.
I had to pull teeth.
This is what we were talking about.
At 25 from the back because they were rotten, you know.
See, this is very important.
From all them oatmeal pies and them Star Crunches.
Self-care is very important.
Them Fanta sodas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Very, very important. You have to
cost.
And detox, people.
Yes.
You got to detox. Fast. You got to fast. You know?
I agree.
You got to fast. You got to clear out all that shit.
Okay. Okay, Tasha. You was eating what now? I wish I could rewind.
Literally.
That.
Fried shrimp and everything. So, yeah.
It's a big plus.
Oh, man, listen. This product right here, who's my dentist? I have a dentist here, but the person who did my teeth was Dr. Mario. He did 6ix9ine Dem Teeth. And
wait,
Kanye West.
You
was
Dr.
Mario? He did Kanye. He did Nicki Minaj.
Now
he did
know.
A lot of people.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
I heard.
What's up? What happened, y'all?
I heard that he's not the one that actually does it. He only comes to take pictures at the end.
He hasn't. It's like.
Unless, like, you're famous.
That's like saying people.
Were you famous? Did he do your teeth? Because you were famous?
Okay, so you're an entrepreneur, right?
I am an entrepreneur.
Can you mail out orders to the people who buy them from you?
No, I cannot.
Why not?
It's way too many.
So if you are spending time doing what?
I spend time marketing and doing operations for my business.
But does it change the quality of your business because someone else is mailing on your behalf?
It does not. The formula
is the
same.
That is Dr. Mario's formula. And guess what? He has a whole team of women who are dentists, not dental hygienists. They are dentists that are doing teeth that have been with him for like 15, 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So a woman did my mouth.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's her talking about her teeth. Yes.
Would you recommend
it? They said show the detox. It's called the Big Flush.
Yes.
Embrace Pangea. My voice is gone because I had a very nice weekend. I was on the beach screaming.
Oh.
I probably rode like 26 miles on the bike. Yeah,
okay.
While fasting. I was detoxing.
Really?
I was detoxing, yes.
I didn't know you was a bike rider like that.
I'm a bike rider.
I did not
They
know.
May see me on the Beltline sometime. Don't push me off the bike. Don't do that.
Okay.
How many likes do we have?
EmbracePangea.com, okay? Use Tasha K.
How many likes? Y'all click that like button. Thank you so very much. I'm going to put a little bit more of this. If you're going to call in, stay in queue, and I would definitely bring you on. All right, I'm going to play about 5 more minutes of this.
Drink, because you know a lot of times the liver can't filter all the alcohol out, all the fattening foods and stuff that you do. So this kind of helps the liver to dispel a lot of those fatty composites and toxins that kind of build up. And so you need to clean out your digestive tract, which is your immune system, at least twice a week from all the bad food.
Someone said, do you have CMOS capsules? That's BioForce.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that now. We can't talk about that right now.
Okay.
We can't talk about that because we're doing a whole special edition on this.
Are you really?
We are.
Oh, okay. I show up. I show up. I do my work. And y'all do whatever y'all do with the footage. I don't know what you're doing with the footage.
I'm trying to get my cheekbones back by losing weight. Can you see that?
Would you ever do fillers?
Hell no, because they make your skin saggy. When you pump your skin up, that's like gaining weight, right? And then you lose it when the fillers decrease. And that's why you see a lot of women with saggy skin. And therefore, look at Wendy Williams' face. Look at Summer Walker's face. That should tell you a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know them like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
I don't really know them like that.
Who?
The Summer Walker.
But I'm just saying, a lot of people, Joan Rivers is a
yes.
So you see her face, hot sags.
Yeah.
But even though she is old, but young women don't understand. Like, they're trying to make fillers okay for black women to do. But black women don't have problems with aging. Like, we're anti-agers, right?
Okay.
So a lot of times they feel pressure to make their cheekbones look bigger. And when in reality, all you got to do is lose weight. So.
I don't have enough weight to lose.
But your cheekbones are already there. You see them? See, you have cheekbones. You don't need to pump them up, you know? So they said do facial yoga. Yeah. Have the feds contact me. I talk to the feds every day.
Okay.
I talk to the feds every day.
Oh.
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
part of my job.
That's a part of my job. I'm like, what the fuck?
Embrace www.wallyandjoy.com. That's my only comment.
Yes. It's best to get in front and tell your own story. Which, no, I don't tell my own story. I don't tell my business. Other people.
Okay.
To...
Okay.
I can't tell my own. I'm not good at telling my own business. Am I?
I feel like you are the best person and you are good at
really?
Telling your own business. Hey, do you feel like you're better if someone asks you a question? Like how I asked
yes,
you about a seat
yes,
and then you
I
explain?
I cannot volunteer because there's so much and I've been through so much. So if you ask me a specific question, yes, I can answer it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask
that.
You a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hi.
Where were you?
Oh, God.
When, no, not even where were you, but how old were you when you first identified yourself as a woman? Because normally I ask this because a lot of women just consider themselves girls. They'd be like, oh, girl this, girl that, but they'd be like 40 years old.
Sure, when I had my first orgasm.
Oh, okay.
That's when I knew.
Okay.
I was a woman. I was like, what?
Okay. All right, Tasha.
That's when you knew you were. Okay.
All right. So... if you're calling in, the number is 646-716-8447. So don't hang up. If I see you in queue, I'm going to come directly to you. So if you're going to call in, I know we had a 301 that was in here and they hung up. So call back in. We will bring you on the air. All right. So when we get another call, we'll just go to the call lines. All right. Let's talk a little bit more of this.
Oh, okay, you were 24.
So
okay.
When I had my daughter, that's when I figured out, like, okay, this is, I'm a woman now. I can't be fucking doing no little girl shit like this. I mean,
okay.
This is the big leagues. I got a child depending on me. There's no fucking around. Like, for real. They say you look 16. She really does.
Yes. Someone thought, they were like, are you a freshman or are you a sophomore? The guy at the hotel asked me.
Yeah.
I was just like, freshman, sophomore?
Yeah, so.
Her. I graduated years ago.
Yeah. So, Tasha, you was what? What that mean? What are they talking about?
I don't know. Maybe it's a question. Oh, someone said same when they turned 26. Someone said when they
my
were 30.
That's
someone
a good
said
question.
40. Because I really thought about it. I'm like, why keep saying I'm a girl? I'm a girl. I know. I'm a grown woman.
I'm a grown woman.
So I was 29.
I got 2 kids. I don't ask somebody for no money. You ready?
Okay.
We are exhausted by
that's
this
the communication. I thought...
Why won't you talk? That's what he does.
He was telling me earlier about, oh, I need to communicate. And then guess what? Check it over here with the sign. Looking at the watch.
Look,
okay.
We talking too much.
That's
we talking too much. He's like, God damn, look, we got to film. Shit. Okay.
Bye, see you all.
Sister, you are oh my mind.
Okay, you clearly can see that she's out and she is not in jail. Many people say she's facing years. It doesn't look like she's doing that. She's going to continue to do the business. One thing that I can gather from that live, she says she talks to the feds every day. So listen, you guys, I'm definitely doing this. I'm talking to y'all right now because I'm getting this thumbnail together because I couldn't put it together earlier because I was rushing to do the live. So give me a second while I'm doing this. I can get this thumbnail together. It's going to take me a couple of minutes. Some people say, he don't do his own thumbnails. Yes, I do. You don't know what the F you're talking about because I do my own thumbnails sometimes. All right, I got to give me a picture of R. Kelly. Oh, let me get a picture of R. Kelly. All right, so the number is 646-716-8447. So if you're calling in, just press 1, and I will bring you on the line. Okay, here we go. 4635, call you on air.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey.
Hey, okay, you can hear me and I can hear you. How are you, everybody? How's everybody in the chat? How are you, Wiley? I just wanted to say rest in peace, sincerely, to B Scales. This show, today's show, should be in commemoration of her. Shout out to her. This show has been lit, and this show should be in memory of her.
Yeah,
for sure.
Hands down.
Rest in peace, B Scales. Your people love you. We love you. We miss you. This is your show dedicated to you. Wiley ain't going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Well, no, thank you. Yes, honestly, like, because I was definitely praying and just thinking about her heavily, and the ideas of me coming on the show just will start flowing in. So she definitely will be missed. This was definitely a classic Wiley show today,
yes,
I would tell
yes,
you. And all
yes.
Of her, yes. Yes.
Yes. So I just wanted to call in and say that. And with respect to Tasha, you know, you see Tasha trolling. Tasha ain't worried about a thing. I mean, she has been in the journalism arena for a while, so I'm pretty sure she knows what she can do, what she can't do, what she can say, what she can't say. I mean, she is lawyered up. She does have the experience. I'm not saying she's perfect and that she can't make a mistake, but I'm pretty confident in the fact that she going to be all right. I'm just confident in that.
Oh, absolutely, because I think she would have to talk to her lawyers before something like this would pop off. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I do agree with one of the other callers or someone in the chat had wrote that, you know, her prior stories regarding R. Kelly and this whole case, you know, maybe I can't even get my thoughts together. Her stories will have tainted the whole case, maybe, and maybe it might be
I don't know what that was. That much power because Brooklyn, he got cases in Chicago, and I think he got of course he's in New York, so I don't think it will have any bearings on there. It's already the ball is already rolling, and we gonna get to a guilty verdict or. Not guilty verdict soon. So I don't think that article is going to derail that case. No.
Because I don't think so. And I mean, it could, it might not. I don't know. Who knows, Wiley?
Me personally, I'm just giving my opinion. I don't think so. I don't. If it does, that's just some legendary stuff that she can add to her resume.
Yeah. if it does, it shows how powerful the voice of Tasha K is out in these streets. I'm just going to say. I don't know,
yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. We just all going to have to sit back and wait and see. That's all. But definitely,
absolutely.
This is a lit show. Here for the Kiki. And, yes, in memory of B-Skills, 100.
Thank you so very much, sister. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, no problem.
Right.
Take it easy, y'all.
Thank you. All right, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure y'all thumbs up the video. RIP, rest in peace to our sister, B-Scales. Thank you so very much. We have a community tab up there. You can like if you have any memories that you want to share. You can write it under that post because we're going to leave it up. Thank you so very much. I think we had over 700 people, you know, like the post, and I think people are saying things about that. Thank you so very much. This live was lit. Like, y'all called in. Everybody has something to say. Even Tasha K went live. She shouted us out, so we want to say thank you to that. We got the thumbnail. Is the thumbnail up? Excuse me. I think we got the thumbnail up. Let me see. Let me just double check. I think we just got the thumbnail up. I'm going to go do my homework. That's what I'm about to do because I got work in the AM. So yeah, the thumbnail is up. Okay, I got a picture of her. The thumbnail is up. Okay. I just want to make sure that we got that thumbnail together. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Let me see. Chav, R. Kelly, get off because it is. It's funny. Yeah. Thank you, Peaches. I see you. Great show, Wiley. Thank you. Thank you to the moderators. Thank you to the members. Shout out to y'all. Thank you. Members, we will do a members only live tomorrow. I could have did one today, but I do got to finish up this paper. And, because I love to get my work done early. I don't want to rush because I work better when I get stuff done early. So we won't do a members live tonight, but we will do one tomorrow, okay? So if you're a member, you want to join that live, you can join, be a member. We already got some lives up because we got to talk about Aretha Franklin movie, and we have to talk about, I think, the Candyman movie. So thank you so very much. Yes, get it done early so you don't have to worry about it. Yes. I'm about to go ahead. I got my index cards. Let me show y'all. I got my, let me see if I can do it. Okay, that's the shade room with that poster. I don't think they talked about it. They probably not going to talk about I got my index card. So anytime I write it on the index card and I type it up. So I'll see y'all later. Peace. Thank you. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Wiley Show, Instagram Wiley Show. Follow us on Twitch, The Wiley Show TV on Twitch. And you can follow us on Facebook, The Wiley Show. So we're going to give a special shout out to those producers that stream us on Facebook. Thank you so very much. And we will see y'all in the next live. Peace. And our Cash App is $MarquiseWiley28. Okay. Oh, I have a question. Patreon, we still do lives over there on Patreon and members. So when I do a members only live, I still go live on Patreon too. So we got some stuff going, exclusive stuff coming. I'm still waiting on my pots and pans. Hold on 1 second, because we're going to be doing our cooking show on for members only as well as Patreon. So if you want to stay on Patreon, that's fine. If you want to just become a member, you can. But we be live on both platforms. So I'm just waiting on my pots and pans to get here because I don't have no pots and pans. Only thing I have is air fryers. So I got to give me some pots and pans and stuff because we're going to do our cooking show. Okay, I'm really looking forward to that. If you got any recipes, I never made collard greens. So I want to do collard greens, cornbread, because I never did collard greens. So I want to go purchase the collard greens and wash them and stuff like that. Y'all, it's going to be a show. Okay? All right? So we'll see y'all then. Peace. All right, that was it. See y'all later. Hey.